This is KUT. There are thousands of people who would have qualified for Medicaid if Texas lawmakers expanded the program under the Affordable Care Act. A recent report from the Obama administration finds 23% of those in that gap are dealing with a mental illness or substance abuse disorder. That means they have fewer options when they are looking for treatment. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
Scott Lynch works for Austin Recovery, and a big part of his job is helping people get into rehab, or as he puts it,
we are basically responsible in this department for eliminating barriers for people that are trying to enter treatment.
Those barriers come in a lot of forms. Sometimes it's just making sure people get medical or psychiatric help before entering treatment. But a lot of the time, the biggest barrier is paying for rehab. Lynch says a lot of people who turn to Austin Recovery don't have health insurance.
The largest majority of our population is uninsured. So I would say about 85% of our callers are uninsured individuals looking for treatment.
That means they will likely have to pay out of pocket for treatment. Sometimes they get donations, but that's a best case scenario. Trent Thompson just went through the ordeal of looking for a program here in Austin. He says when he calls a facility, this is what the conversation kind of goes like.
You know, they're like, okay, well, can you pay this? And I'm like, man, look, I'm a drug addict. I'm actively using. I don't have a bank account built up anymore. I mean, there's nothing there. And that's what I've experienced.
And then Thompson says there are facilities that almost exclusively take patients that have insurance.
You're not going to be able to get in. And that's where you're getting pretty extensive recovery. I mean, like some really good recovery. But if you don't have insurance, you're not going to get in.
Thompson says he's made a lot of calls. He's been on a mission to get clean because he says he's been here before. He's been using since he was in high school and has had periods of sobriety and periods of his life where his heroin addiction took over. So when he recently relapsed after 8 months of sobriety, he knew he needed to make this happen.
I need to get into treatment. Like, I know I have to do this. You know, I've kind of messed up the past 3 weeks, and it's just like gotten to, I know how low it gets. I mean, it's just, It tears me apart and just starts to eat away at things in my life. And I'm just like, I know I need to go.
There's some good news here. When I talked to Thompson, he was just a few days from getting into rehab. He says he talked to a friend who recommended a place. Thompson says he made a call and they reserved a spot for him. But he says the waiting has him on edge. I mean, you can hear the panic in his voice.
They immediately said, okay, well, we've got a bed. And you've got to wait a week. And sometimes that's hard because you don't know where you're going to be in a week. I mean, you can't, like, when you're in active addiction, it's just like, you don't really have a choice. It doesn't matter if it's driving you crazy or it's going to, you know, it just keeps on eating away at you. And you just like, you don't really have a choice.
These wait times aren't just stressing out people who are seeking help. Scott Lynch with Austin Recovery says the demand out there is something he deals with all the time.
Just whenever you think you're making headway and covering some ground, you realize that, I mean, you've barely touched a fraction of the people that are in need. So definitely this service, the services are underwhelming as opposed to the need.
Austin Recovery is among a small group of treatment centers that works to provide services to mostly low-income people. But they can only do so much. Their inpatient facility, for example, can only take in about 70 people at a time. And with the rising number of people addicted to opiates like painkillers and heroin, the need is only getting bigger. Austin Recovery's executive director, Ivana Grahovic, says Texas needs more programs like hers now.
The number one issue that is affecting Americans right now is accidental drug overdose. It is now the number one cause of death in America. It has superseded car accidents. So it's crucial that there are providers like Austin Recovery who can provide affordable, easy access to effective treatment of appropriate duration and intensity.
A federal report found that just in Texas, about 406,000 adults who would qualify for Medicaid under an expanded program are struggling with mental illnesses or substance use disorder. State lawmakers in Texas are still largely opposed, though, to expanding Medicaid. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.